Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Too hard for God. Well, we are broadcasting live from the bold, beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. And today, we are going to be coming from the Word of God. Oh, as we say so often, we're not coming from your famous magazine. We're not coming from the bestseller book that's on the list for this year. But we are coming from and will be coming from the Word of God. So get ready for God to bless you, to encourage you, to lift you up, even as you allow God to give you more and more of Him. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We're getting ready to go before our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Father, we thank you today for the Hour of Power broadcast, for all of our thousands of listeners that are listening to this broadcast. Father, bless them, keep them, encourage their heart. God, meet every need today and every day. And we will forever bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, today we're getting ready to take a walk through 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. I want you to know that there is no failing in God. I want to use as a title today, Trust in the Lord. Be not afraid, but he will fight your battles. Trust in the Lord. Be not afraid, but he will fight your battles. We will begin to read from the first verse of the 30th chapter of 1 Samuel. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. I don't know whether or not you have been in a situation wherein you have gone through something so dreadfully in your life. You know, you get up one day and the day is looking like it's a pretty good day. And yet the enemy, the Bible says, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus Christ came that we can have life and have it more abundantly. We see David and his men, they had gone on a journey, and they had gone actually to help in a battle, to be able to fight. But while they were gone, the enemy came in. See, it wasn't any security. It wasn't any well-able men there in order to fight the battle for them. They went out to fight a battle, but while they were going out, see, the enemy knows what you are doing. He knows what your intentions is. And so therefore, they had gone out, and while they had gone out, they did not have enough of armed men, men that were able to take care of the women that was left, David's wives, David, everything that belonged to him, the men, wives, and their children. And not only that, the word of God let us know that the place that they were in, that it was burned with fire, it was smithered, and they burned it with fire. So when David and his men came back, I'm quite sure that they were able to smell the residue, to smell the fire, smell that something were burned. And I just believe that even before they got close, that they knew that something was wrong. When they got there, they did not see. They seen that the what had happened with the fire. They didn't have. They did not see their wives and their children. And they see that everything that they had left was taken away or burned. It was burned. So therefore, the word of God tell us that when in that fourth verse, that David and his men, David had lift up his voice and wept until they had not power to weep anymore. Have you ever been in a situation? Have you ever gone through something in your life that you don't have any? It seems like you're crying. Seems like you don't know what to do. Seems like everything is gone. Seems like that nothing left. You don't know whether to turn to the left or to the right. And yet, David, there was something on the inside of him, something that was inside of the men, that natural thing that would cause them to weep and because of the loss of their family. They knew that they did not see them. They knew that their wives wasn't there. They knew that their children was not there. So they weep until they had no more power to weep. And David, two wives were taken, Ahinoam and the word of God, who was a Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal. You remember Abigail, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people were grieved, and every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He had to be strengthened. David had to encourage. His men was at a very low point in their lives. Their men, all they could see that, hey, where is my wife? Where is my children? And so therefore, at them being that very low point in their lives, they thought that all that they could think about vengeance because they did not see their loved ones. And so that's when they began to think about, well, we're going to stone David. We're going to take his life, the man of God, the man that God had called to lead them and to be a leader for the people and to be able to be God's man, that man of God. God, the man that the word let us know that he was a man after God's own heart. When we began to look at the men, how they wanted to stone David. They wanted to take his life because they was distressed. The word of God said they was greatly distressed. And they had talked about stoning him because of the soul of all the people were grieved. And every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David had to encourage himself. David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And that's how we're going to have to do in life. No matter what situation it is in our life, no matter how the circumstances look, no matter how the enemy have come up against us, we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We have to know that God's word said that he would never leave us, and the word of God said that he will never forsake us. Oh, the battles come sometimes. Trials come. Tribulation come. Things come. But yet you've got to encourage yourself. You cannot begin to let the enemy throw in the dirt and bury you in the hole. You got to know that God is. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. And then the word of God says, to fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity. For the word of God says that they soon shall be cut down as the grass, withered as the green herb. But one of the things that the word of God said is to trust in the Lord and to do good. I believe that David was in a hard place. I believe that the men was in a hard place. I mean, you can imagine them not ever thinking that there may be a possibility that they'll never see their wives again, that they'll never see their children again. But even in the grieving, even during the weeping and the things that they were experiencing at that time, that they still had to recognize that God, he is still God. And David had to bring them back to themselves. First, David had to get back in focus to know that God was with him. Oh, come on, people of God. Come on, let us get it together. Even in struggles, even in time when we don't know what to do, we got to know that God always know what to do, and always know that the battles does not belong to us, but the battles belong unto God. You may be in a battle. You may be in many battles in your life. Oh, my God. But you got to know that God, he is well able to fight every battle. The men, they was getting ready to fight, to stone the man of God. Their focus was in the wrong place. It's not that you come against the man of God, the anointing of God, the man that God has called to lead you. No, it's not that you come against the man of God. You got to seek the face of God. You got to know what God will have you to do. So many times we come against the man and the woman of God instead of coming against the enemy, who is the person, who is that spirit, who is the enemy that will try to come and to devour and try to separate and try to destroy and try to bring chaos in places in our lives. So therefore, we see in the word of God that David had to encourage himself. Come on, why don't you say with me that I will encourage myself in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. I will lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I will allow the Lord to direct my path. So we see here that David encouraged himself. And David said unto Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray you bring me here the ephod. And Abiathar brought from there the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this truth? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Oh, he could at the moment that he and his men arrived back to Ziklag, they could have began to get what they needed for the journey and go and seek after their family, but they did not do that. What they did was to they seek the face of God. They seek what, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, in a time of struggles, in a time that you're going through things in your life, it's not time for you to take charge and for you to do what you think that should be done in that situation. David did not do that. He began to seek the face of God. And when he sought the face of God, then God let him know and to pursue and to overtake them and to recover all. And that's what we need to know. When we have the knowing that God is with us and that God is leading, guided, and direct our path, and that we're not just out there on the limb, that we're just not swinging to and fro and never know where we're going to land. But when we know that God is with us and that God is fighting our battles because we're praying, we're going before God, we're asking him to give us direction, we're asking him to lead God and direct us, and when God tells us what he wants us to do, then we immediately get up and do what God had told us to do. And then in that ninth verse, it says, so David went, he and his 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook of Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and the 400 men, but 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over to the brook of Besor. They were weak. They were unable to travel. They had just gone through a bad experience. They was not only going through the grieving of losing and not knowing what happened to their family. They had already come back from off another journey, and yet they were too weak, two hundred of them, and that was too weak to continue on the journey. They were at the point of being about to faint, and they could not go with David. And it wasn't a big thing for David. He didn't harshly speak to them because they wasn't able to go with them. Sometimes we got to have understanding, and we got to know the people that God has given us. We got to know that they are yet in their heart, that they are with us, but maybe at certain times that they are not able to do everything that you think that they should. But David had compassion on them. He left the 200 behind. He proceeded with the 400. And so therefore, as on their way, they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread. That's, again, he's showing compassion of somebody he doesn't even know. But yet, by being compassion to this fellow, then we see that God is going to work a work in him. So the word tells us that he gave him bread, he gave so that he could eat, and they gave him some water to drink. And they gave him a piece of cake, a fig, and two clusters of raisin. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again unto him. But he had not eaten no bread nor drunk any water in 3 days and 3 nights. He needed to be revived. He needed to be restored. He needed to be strengthened on the inside. Oh, my God, could you imagine being out there with no water and nothing to eat and at the point of death? But yet I tell you that God has a way that is mighty sweet. And David said to him, to whom belongeth you? And where are you from? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant of the Amalekites, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of Sherith and upon the coast which belonged to Judah, and upon the south of Cala, and we burned Ziklag with fire. He was telling them everything that they did, everything that happened to him, how he had fell sick and wasn't able to go on. His master, instead of having compassion, instead of leaving somebody there with him, instead of giving him some water, giving him something to drink, they didn't think he was worthy. They didn't think he was that he was worth making provision for him. So I'm quite sure that that servant had time to think about what his master had did to him. So he was giving David, he was giving the men the rundown. He was telling them what happened to what they did, who they invaded. He even told them they had invaded Ziklag. And that's what David needed to know. They were to know who invaded their land, who invaded Ziklag, who taken his their wives and their children. And he was able to find that out through the man that his master had left back. And David said to him, "Can you bring me down to the company?" And he said, "Swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me to the hands of my master, and I will bring you down to this company." So therefore, David got all the info that he needed. He got the information that he needed. So all he wanted David to do is to swear that you're not going to kill me. Swear that you're not going to bring me down before my master. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon the earth, and they were eating, they were drinking, they were dancing, because all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even to the even of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon the camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing likened to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And I want you to know today, no matter what the loss is, no matter what how life may seem, no matter what the enemy have taken from you or trying to take from you, I just believe that the word of God is a sound word. It's a word that we can stand on, a word that we can believe in. We can believe that God, that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. I believe today that there is nothing too hard for God. Oh, yes, you've been lied to. Yes, things have been stolen out of your life. Yes, you have been abused. Yes, you have been misused. Yes, you have been mistreated. But come on, God still is God. God has not left his throne. God is not that God does not see, because he sees everything. Oh, my God, the word will let us know that God has cattle upon 1,000 here. And if God has cattle upon 1,000 here, and God are on every bank, and yes, everything belongs unto him. Oh, my God, we don't have anything to worry about. All we have to look to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who is the Alpha and Omega, who is the beginning and the end, who is the first man, who is the true, the living God. So don't worry. Stop crying and believe God. Begin to believe God's word like never before. Begin to stand on God's word like never before, because he is that God that will take care of you. I'm saying to you today, trust in the Lord, be not afraid, and he will fight your battle. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, once again today for the hour of power broadcast. God, thank you for giving us revelation, and thank you for the wisdom and knowledge, and thank you for the understanding. But thank you, God, for letting us know who you are. And God, thank you, God, for letting us know, God, your capabilities. And God, thank you, Father, for letting us know the strength of you, God, to even be able to touch, to know, God, that you're able, Father God, to do any and everything in our life that is needed in our life, Father God. And even, God, of you, Lord God, have worked and through the men and the women of God in the scripture, God, that you have no respect for a person. And God, even today, God, that you're going to do great and mighty things in the lives of the people. Oh, God, we thank you today because miracles are going to happen today. Oh, God, thank you for the miracle that is happening even right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for the bodies that's going to be healed. Thank you, God, for the life that's going to be changed. Thank you, God, for the soul that will be saved today. Thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for those that are poor, God, that they will be rich. And God, those, Father God, that doesn't have, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the faith to believe you, God, because of the broadcast, because of the word of God, because of your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they're going to stand firm in the word, and God, that they're going to believe you, and God, that they're going to know, God, that you are God, and that you're God all by yourself, and God, that you're able, Father God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. God, this is a day, God, for the people, God, to recover all. God, this is a day, God, for them to recover everything that the enemy has taken from them. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The enemy has taken the children. God, the enemy, God, has taken their possession. Oh, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we call upon you today in behalf, Father God, of every person that's listening to this broadcast. God, that they'll know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are God, and God, that you're God all by yourself. And Lord, we thank you for the miracle working power of you, oh God, and we thank you for this day and this hour in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord God, even now, God, to look upon those that are listening at our broadcast, and God, and those that are going to be listening, God, that those that are not saved, those that do not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray, God, that you touch their lives. I pray, God, that they will no longer be the same. I pray, God, that they'll say yes to your will and yes to your way. I pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you touch their mind, and God, that their heart, mind, soul, and spirit, God, that they'll say yes, Father God, and God, that they'll live this life. So, God, that they can live again. And for this, Lord Jesus, I will forever bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, you say that we confess with our mouth, Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. You said that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I thank you for saving, for delivering, and for making free. In Jesus' name. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in on this coming Friday for our Crossroad broadcast. We will again be giving you what God has given us for a day and a time that people need to know that God, that he is God, and God all by himself. On this coming Friday, the Crossroad broadcast consists of a professional Christian counselor who specializes in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse and neglect, and the more. Come with us. Come join in as with us for the Crossroad broadcast this coming Friday. And you will be blessed of the Lord. May God bless and keep you. May his face forever shine upon you.